What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
You know, welcome into the Spitballers Podcast. I was watching you on the monitor, and the normal preparations for the scat, what you do, you have your eyes closed, you have a very specific bob where you're trying to feel the music, and I'm watching the monitor, and you're just staring at your laptop.
I'm not connecting to the buzzer,
and I'm like, does Jason even remember that it is his turn? And it, judging by the scat, it seemed like you did not.
So I knew it was my turn, well aware, and you know, was going to hop in and do just the best scat when the time comes.
You were going to.
That was the plan. Unfortunately, I was reading. I was reading on my laptop, and you know, I was like, oh, I'll have time. And then
I thought you were saying you were reading the script to your scat, and that's and that's what you wrote
that
up.
That would be even worse. No, I was so I was like, I thought I had more time to read something that was on my laptop. Turns out I didn't, and then I just fell down a mountain. And it was a lot of fun. I can honestly say that was one of the most fun scats I did, while also saying that might be the worst one I've ever done.
So for our thousands,
I can see that.
The tens of thousands of Spitwads, that was fun for one person.
Yeah.
Spitballers, episode 234. Welcome in. Andy, Mike, and Jason. Al Borland, Judge Giamatti in the house. Would you rather liar, liar?
Oh, yeah, baby. Hey.
And a draft today.
I got to tell you something. Okay. So we're making lunch earlier. I'm in the kitchen. Yeah, Jeremy already's like, oh, he's going to say this out loud?
Because you're a chef.
Yeah, I am a chef. I was cooking, you know, a gourmet meal of some shrimp and pasta, but Jeremy walks in, Al Borland himself, and he just goes, I'm so nervous. I was like, why? He goes, it's just, I always get really nervous on liar liar days. Yes. This was hours ago that he was freaking out about
I said stressed, not nervous.
Okay. Ooh, I'm so sorry.
Wow, so you get a little bit sweaty when it's liar liar time.
I do, yeah.
Is there
afraid that you're going to be beaten? Like,
no.
It's not good enough?
Just stressed.
Okay, sure.
What is the stress level now that in recent history we have...
I mean, the streak's over.
We have beaten you.
Yeah, there's that asterisk.
Okay.
Asterisk.
Every time you've been beaten,
I mean,
so far
it's a one-off, so we'll see.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll find out today.
But it was recent.
It's going to be fun. We'll get into that shortly. Let's start with some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
All right, Alexander from the website. Would you rather have to do 150 push-ups or run 1 mile every day?
Oh.
So it's a daily task.
This is... So at first I was like, okay, there's benefits to both. There's cons to both, and while I think about it further, I believe there is only a benefit to one, and it is a great benefit, and there are massive, awful downsides to the other for me.
Oh.
I was going to ask you.
There's benefits for both.
There's two follow-ups to this question, or maybe things to evaluate through the lens of. One, which would you rather have the results of? For free every day.
Okay.
And
okay.
The other question is, which would actually take you more time to accomplish? Which I have to imagine
the
push-ups
push-up.
Are going to take more time.
For sure.
Because you're doing sets, right? You're going to be doing 10. To get to 150, maybe you're doing 10 at a time. You're going to go further? Maybe you start with 20. I don't know. But
yeah,
I'm guessing you're doing some sets.
You're probably doing 15 at a time.
Okay.
And you do 10 sets. You're not doing those all right
in a row.
There you
go. 10 sets of 15. You're probably
breaking it up morning, noon, and night.
That's a lot of push-ups.
That's a lot of push-ups.
I'm doing 15 sets of 10.
Yeah.
Not 10 sets of 15.
I think that's the smarter way to go.
Because I think I'm going to run out of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you got to do is you got to do 50 in the morning, 50 in the middle of the day and 50 at night.
No, you're right. You're right.
But the results of running a mile, like just the benefits, that is nothing. There is absolutely
wait, what?
There is no benefit to 1 mile a day.
If you that's false. And if you just you get your alarm for this and you just turn and you just with every it's only a mile. In my opinion, 1 mile is whatever you got on, you can do it. You don't got to get dressed up for a mile. So just turn and run at the door and hit that mile in a loop and come right back. 10 minutes max, you're back at your front door. It's over. Is that why you don't think it'll do anything for you? Is because it's only 10 minutes of time?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of it. If I live my lifestyle that I live right now, I don't change my eating habits. I don't change anything else. I just happen to run a mile every day. My cardio will improve, obviously. I'm running a mile every day. So there's, okay, that's a little better. I'm not changing my body shape. That's not going to happen. A mile a day.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%
not with that
positive.
Attitude.
Not with my eating habits. No way. It's not enough exercise in a cardio fashion to actually calorically change. I mean, maybe I'm 5 pounds less. So and I stop
it
there.
It could stop
so
the,
it burns 100 miles. Or, I mean, sorry, 100 calories.
Exactly. Running a mile is going to burn 100 calories.
It could
calories.
Stop the expansion, though.
Sure.
Stave off the inevitable.
We're all really just looking to stop getting larger at this point. Like
I've got to get smaller. I'm not just like... But compare that to if you did 150 push-ups a day.
Yeah.
You're jacked. You are straight up jacked. Your arms are going to be looking good. You are going to be more
toned.
Muscular. And honestly...
You won't get jacked. You'll look toned.
You will...
100 push-ups burn 30 to 50 calories.
But
you grow muscle.
You grow
yeah, no,
muscle.
I'm just bringing it up.
Over time, I might lose more weight doing 150 push-ups, having muscles that are, you know, just, you know, taking more energy through the day. I think I would look better. I would be stronger. There would be a lot more results from push-ups than 1 mile a day.
I feel like...
I think you're overlooking the health benefits of running a mile a day.
Why don't we all just do 150 push-ups a day, though?
Yeah. Because we could do that real... Not like easily like
doing 50 is not a big deal. So, like I it's done. I'm not saying in one
right.
Like but we did that a long time ago in the office where we did build up to doing 50 in one.
Like
take
30 minutes and you could knock out 50 push-ups.
Less than that.
How long do you think it'll take you to do 50?
I did 50 like a couple weeks ago. It wasn't the best time.
But it doesn't take
30 minutes. It's yeah. like five sets with like. A minute in between each set.
Okay.
So you're talking about 15 minutes or something?
Yeah, maybe even less.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
And you just do that three times. I feel like you could do that 3 times a day. Now, Al,
right,
you said
but you said you could do a mile in 10 minutes.
That's accurate, yeah. But I mean, if you're agreeing with Jason's premise that it's more beneficial for you, I was kind of saying, why don't we do this?
Because you don't want to get down on the ground
and push your body weight up into the air. Yeah,
have you ever sat down on a couch?
Yeah, but the best collapse ever, the most cozy collapse, sure. is the push-up collapse. Right into the ground for a nap? Al, do you do push-ups every day?
Most days.
You do?
Yeah.
How many?
For real?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, so I retract what I said.
Oh, my.
I mean, I thought if you do push-ups every day, you could tell.
Jeremy, you look good.
Thank you.
You look.
I followed you immediately.
The jokes aside, I only asked because I thought you probably did.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I don't do 150, but I usually do sets of 20 to 25, 2 to 3 times a day.
Wait, you
How
separate
long have you
them
done
out?
That?
Like before bed after you wake up?
For years, Jason.
What?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too. I don't love your tone.
Or no. This is a moment going on. I want to back away from.
I really thought that I would get more out of push-ups.
No. I mean, he's not doing 150. No, though.
That's what it is.
I would love to have.
Jeremy's a very, very strong.
This is a
strapping
moment.
Young
this
man.
This is just
so. Oh, do you run a mile every day?
Not at all.
Oh man, maybe
which one do, in your opinion, do you think would be more beneficial?
Running.
See, I agree. I think it's the running overall.
I think this is a stupid cop out that I hate when people say. I'm going to totally say it though. But for my weight, I feel like if I went out to run a mile, I run a mile every day, my knees are not surviving. I would.
Well, you're not running straight for the whole mile.
You
every
should
single
be a
time.
Walker.
Yeah, power walk.
You should. It'd be better to walk 5 miles than to run one for both your knees and for your cardio. I would assume.
Yeah, but not for the time.
No, not for the time. That's a long
forever.
Time.
Yeah,
what's walking? Walking a mile is probably like 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably. I'm guessing 12,
maybe longer, huh?
Closer 12, to 13. 20.
Oh,
really?
Gosh.
If you're just walking,
so that's
I mean,
like
not
an
power
hour.
Walking.
Yeah,
yeah,
five. Yeah. All right, so we're committing to the 150.
No, I'm running a mile.
Yeah, Jason got some new information.
Oh, man. You guys are the worst.
Hey, don't let me in.
Yeah, you're right. Jason's
I've been nothing
the worst.
But supportive.
I agree. Thank you, Andy.
I don't mean to be insulting. It's just mind blowing.
Oh man.
And you thought Liar Liar was gonna be the problem on this episode.
This one's going into the annals of history.
Man.
Wow.
I can't wait for this draft for you guys to give me some names to call Jason.
Oh, I'll give
you
some
names. I got a good
one
on my list for me.
John from Patreon, would you rather step on a Lego barefoot at a random point in your morning every day or get stung by a bee once a week at random? Now, this premise is very funny to me because, you know, we all get used to like good things, bad things in life, right? Like, you know, there are certain things that you have to deal with. That's just part of being a human being, right? We all go to the bathroom and, you know, these functions of life. And if part of my routine in life was I always have an unexpected stepping on a Lego at a random point in the morning, I guess you just get used to
just
it.
Just every day. It's not necessarily the morning. But that means that if you go through the morning and you'll...
It says a random point in your morning.
Oh,
You thought
I just,
a random part of your foot?
I saw every day.
Oh, I got you.
So yeah, I was thinking if you go to work and you're like, wait, I haven't stepped on the Lego yet. And you
well,
get
you're not
you're
working...
Like, oh, crap.
You're not doing your workout in the morning in this world.
Well, you can get...
Because I don't want to do
Don't
my,
do a barefoot one. Work out in shoes. You shouldn't work out barefoot
anyway.
Oh, anyways.
It's barefoot. Oh, okay.
it just manifests inside of your shoe.
Oh, man. That would be a...
I was picturing...
And then it's gone.
You're running the mile and you're waiting for that foot to come down. I have never been stung by a bee.
I have never been stung
by a
bee.
I've never either.
That has to be...
I assume I'm allergic.
When I tell...
That keeps me safe.
When I tell people that I haven't been stung by a bee, they're always shocked. You have three people here that have never been stung.
Okay, producers.
There's no way Al has never been stung.
I have been stung by a bee.
Yeah.
Brooksy?
Yeah, that's wild, guys.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
I remember growing
Fear
up.
Fear keeps you safe, children.
I remember growing up being told that everyone.
Brooks, did you get stung? Have you been stung?
Stung lots of
times. Oh, okay, cool. Most people get stung.
Yeah.
Growing up.
They don't have any skills.
They're dangerous. Stay away from
like,
them.
In your life, you will break a bone and you will get stung by a bee. Those are guarantees. Like, that's what I was told growing
and
up.
And I fully assumed that you had been stung by a bee.
Yeah, no, I have
my
not.
My kids have all been stung multiple times.
Yeah? My daughter was stung in the face.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It like, was, where?
On the
like
chin.
Cheek or
no,
chin?
On the chin. Oh, it was in a pool. The bee was just, like, on the water and she came up. And
this, the
so
bees
now
are terrible.
I mean, we're about... the 40-year-old age.
Right around.
And...
Give or take.
So that's a combined 120 years of not being stung by a bee. And any of us three could be horribly allergic, and we don't even know.
Probably are.
That being said...
One of us is dying by bee sting.
I mean, it's the only way.
Oh, my girl style?
To go... Oh,
was that too soon?
Too soon.
Too soon? For a sweet, when was that? Early 90s?
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What? You don't know the Migral?
91.
Macaulay Culkin?
That
the
movie's
movie?
So good. Yeah. So sad.
Why is it sad?
Because she dies from a bee sting?
No, because he. It's he. I thought it was Culkin. I've never even seen the movie.
Now, Macaulay Culkin was the bee in this movie?
Yes.
He's the murderer.
I've never seen this movie.
It's all just a metaphor.
It's all just a metaphor.
I thought it was Culkin.
No, he's definitely in that movie.
No,
he is in the movie, but I think it's the girl that dies.
Yeah, I thought it was the girl that
Hold
dies.
Hold on, this is going to blow my mind. I've lived my entire life never seeing that movie, never trying to see that movie.
Wait, so you haven't even seen it and you're getting mad at me?
I just have some assumptions.
My girl's bee sting.
Yeah, isn't?
Oh yeah, it's the boy.
Yeah. Okay. You've seen the movie?
No, I never saw it.
Oh, I did. I loved that movie, but no, apparently I remembered it wrong.
He is killed by the bees due to his allergy. Yeah. All right, this is not a good topic. Yeah, let's lighten it back up.
No, we just, children, stay away from bees.
Oh, boy.
People in general, bees are the worst.
So I'm not going with this bee sting thing.
I am going the bee sting.
Are you?
Because it's once a week.
Once a week.
Any part of your body, you don't know.
I actually prefer that. I prefer the complete randomness of where it could be every single day stepping on the Lego.
It'll be fine.
I feel like my feet are going to be torn up.
This doesn't make you immune to bees other than the one sting a week, right?
Right.
So you can't go running through like correct. Beehives.
You're guaranteed one a week.
Minimum one.
Yeah, but I mean.
Maximum a million.
I think it would be
no
really.
Maximum. There's no limit.
Really funny to just see. At random in life, I could be sitting here right now and then just get basically a little electrocution
you don't know
what's happening. Yeah, so I'm used to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the bee sting thing is weird because I know the bee's killing itself by choosing to attack me. So in some ways, I find it insulting that I haven't yet to be stung.
You weren't worthy enough of a bee sting?
Yeah.
Bees are psychotic, man. They don't know what they're doing.
They got to be making a choice. They're flying by the three of us, and they're going, not today.
They're not supposed to be able to fly, like, just aerodynamics.
Because of those cabooses?
Because bees don't make sense. They don't make sense.
All right, yeah.
They make honey.
Oh, okay. All right.
they make that shmoney.
Steve from the website, would you rather commute? Oh, wait, we didn't officially vote.
I'm taking the Lego.
I'll take the bee sting.
All right, Steve from the website. Would you rather communicate exclusively through singing with your wife or your children? Mm. So you have to choose, do you sing only to your wife or only to your children?
Man, I think it's really hard to yell properly while singing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because part of, would you consider...
Laundry off the floor.
So a band like Slipknot, like a nu metal band.
Oh.
There's a lot of singing and there is a lot of shouting.
Okay, so you're saying I could be like,
yeah,
put on your shoes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's not really
put on your shoes.
Yeah,
well, put on your shoes. I
mean, that's not singing.
How is that not singing?
I decided it wasn't.
I kind of agree with Andy on that.
What?
Yeah.
I think there are some people that would be very upset with that take.
I'm confused. How is that not singing?
Because I can do it right now.
No, now you were just talking. What you did before, you were rhythmically. You were modulating your tone.
There was no melody.
So?
Okay.
I guess if you sing poorly,
I have heard
it's
some
still
pretty.
Singing.
Yeah.
I have heard some pretty amazing metal or screamo singers that. The voice that comes out when they talk and the voice that comes out when they yell, sing, it's pretty impressive.
Got to get the technique down.
So.
But anyways, your kids or your wife?
This. I feel like I'm going to talk to my wife a lot more over the rest of my life than to my children, as sad as that is.
No, it's probably true.
No, I know. I'm saying that's true. It's sad, but it's true because, you know. How often do I talk to my dad now? I love my father. He's awesome.
Well, your wife's not leaving when your kids turn 18 either.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my
hopefully.
Point. This is, you know, I hope to be married to my wife, you know, until I depart.
Till the bee sting.
Until the bee, until the great bee sting. So I feel like I've got to pick the
bee sting.
Kids here.
It's
just
a little
by,
bee with a oh, sickle.
See, I was imagining just a giant bee.
Yeah.
This thing is 3 feet around.
This is going to hurt really bad. Sorry. You're going with your wife.
Why does a bee talk like that?
I don't know.
Like their body makes the buzz sound, so why does their voice do it?
Yeah, no, I'm not going.
It is your time.
I'm not going with the wife. I'm going to speak to my wife and sing to my kids.
Oh, I gotcha. That makes sense. I think I'm with you on that. The great bee sting. At the end of our lives. I hope my wife and I both get stung at the same time.
At the same time? Like the Notebook. The ending of such
a
great movie.
It was
the great bee sting. Got him.
We could run into a hive together. That's the end of a movie. Mike, which one are you going to go with? Singing to your kids?
Yeah, I'm a man of logic, and Jason's argument is sound. That was easy. That one's easy.
All right. You guys want to...
take them down.
Let's do it. Spitwads, I get that privilege of talking to you about one of my favorite apps, an app I used long before they were ever a sponsor of this podcast. We're talking about Rocket Money. Why do I like Rocket Money? Rocket Money is an app that makes my life easier because we all subscribe to too many things. And then we sometimes subscribe twice, like I did, to one of those streaming apps. And Rocket Money is an app where you open it up and it automatically shows you what subscriptions you have, what you've paid for, and what is coming up. So maybe you want to catch one of those subscriptions that you didn't want and you want to cancel it before the due date. And Rocket Money will cancel it for you. That's one of the things I love is they have a team and you just click a button and they will help you cancel a subscription if you don't know how to cancel it. Look, the Rocket Money app is great for managing your money, getting a good landscape of kind of what you have going on. And then, of course, all of your subscriptions are tracked on there. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, helps you lower those bills. Over 5 million users have used it to save money. And they have over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money. Just stop. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/ballers. That's rocketmoney.com/ballers, rocketmoney.com/ballers.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I mean, this.
What are we doing in round one?
This is the.
What are we doing?
This is the. I'm going to set the stage. We're entering Liar Liar once again. Two truths and a lie with Al. Three rounds. Probably going to beat him. If we do, this may be the most epic show we've ever done in terms of negative effect on our producer.
For sure. For sure. He'll go home tonight, cry.
I'm going to need a wellness week.
Yeah, you are. So here we go. Round one. Fact number one. If one were to explore Uranus, they would find that Uranus is so wide that approximately 42 Neptunes could fit inside it.
Okay, so the...
I thought they officially moved it back to Uranus.
Well, I wish you would have told me that about 2 seconds ago.
I just wanted to see which one you'd go with.
Well, I've never
who's
heard
they,
Uranus.
By the way?
I've never heard Uranus in my life.
I believe that...
somebody who's maybe been picked on a little too much?
No, I believe deGrasse Tyson goes with Uranus.
Well, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to go Uranus.
I choose Uranus.
Uranus.
Oh, we are children.
So, 42 Neptunes width-wise.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure. The second one, if one were to... this is all your...
That's what I'm saying. What are we doing
I'm
here?
I'm sticking with my pronunciation. Okay. If one were to explore Uranus, they would find that Uranus is a lopsided oddity, likely due to a violent impact.
Interesting.
Lopsided, I'm feeling good about that being true. The third one, if one were to explore Uranus, they would find that Uranus produces winds up to 500 miles per hour.
Oh, man.
That smell of rotten eggs.
Oh, no.
I am locking in the first one as the lie.
Really?
I do not believe there is that level of size difference between Uranus and Neptune.
Yeah.
I'm going with my initial... Man. Gut.
So if that one were true, that means Uranus is very large. If it is very large, I find it difficult with the way gravity works that it could be lopsided.
Yeah, that one doesn't
make
sense to me.
I'm taking the lopsided as the incorrect.
Okay, so I'm locking in it is not that wide. You're locking in that it is not that lopsided.
Yeah.
It is a, you know... Of course, the pun continues because it is a gas giant.
Yeah.
So it maybe if it's smelling of sulfur or whatever.
Uranus is a gas giant.
Whatever. The rotten. We are the worst.
Al's the worst. Yeah. We just play with the cards we're dealt.
Yeah. Look, I think.
You can't expect us to get through how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times I have to say Uranus.
I think Uranus is very round, Mike.
I feel like for it to be a planet. That's how gravity works.
Right.
If there's a core, it's a sphere, right? I'm going with that one. I'm with Jason.
All right. Well, maybe some of us will move on.
Andy, you will move on.
Oh.
Jason and Mike will not.
They're pretty close in size, I'm guessing.
Yes. Uranus and Neptune are almost exactly the same size, but 63 Earths will fit inside Uranus.
So it is.
Oh, we're children.
It's the same joke over and over, and we can't stop laughing at it.
It's like the first time.
Yeah.
So it's lopsided?
Yeah, apparently like 4 billion years ago, a rock the size of Earth hit the planet, and it now is the only planet that spins on its side.
Boom. So now I'm the last great hope.
Yeah, well, you'll take it down. I'm still going to play.
Round two.
Got to beat Mike.
Foxes are one of the few tribal fecal species in the animal kingdom. They almost never poop alone.
It's a good
rule.
They
typically take turns pooping as a pack, while the pack mates stand guard. It seems smart. I don't know if it's true.
Clever. What's the phrase? Like clever as a fox, something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
That would make sense. That
is the phrase.
That they guard themselves while pooping.
Fact number two, female mayflies are born, mate, lay eggs, and die within about 5 minutes. I could born, mate, lay eggs, and die.
I can see that being true.
Yeah, because what? A mayfly is probably in a, a cocoon? What
is a
mayfly? Are they being born in they're like the mosquito catchers.
No. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Is that a mayfly?
I think so.
Then this is not. This is
Al's nodding.
The alleged mosquito hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, really?
That's
a mayfly.
This is not true. Oh wait, female ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because the male ones get in your house
and they live there
forever.
My point was that like when it says they're born, I'm thinking they're in a cocoon and then they would be fully mature. Therefore, they could mate. I think it's true. The third one, there is a species of sponge-like fungus belonging to the Spongiforma genus with the scientific name of Spongiforma squarepansi.
That is...
Scientists are doing... They do crap like this all the time.
100% has to be true.
Yes.
I mean, I have no doubt that that is true. So now it's the
greatest accomplishment of a scientist's career out there. They
to
just
name it.
They sit at home cackling. Like, I named it SpongeBob
SquarePantsy.
I mean, it's the only problem is we've played so much Liar Liar for so long that I'm concerned that we're getting to the point now where he will put something like this in that we will think is obviously true, that is a dumb lie. Like, I don't know how many levels deep we are.
This is the Princess Bride argument.
It is. But I feel like if he's so stressed, that's the kind of thing he's going into. To me, I think the mayfly one, I think that one's true. I just can't decide between the SpongeBob.
I'm going with the foxes. I'm locking that one in.
So
because mayflies live forever.
I learned a lesson a long time ago that Al Borland is a liar.
Yes,
he's
a good one.
There was a dog poop one. The dogs only poop facing like north or south.
Yeah.
I have seen my dogs take a dump a different direction, and so I'm not playing with this poop truth because I'm sure it's a lie, but it's going to be true. I am 100% saying that mayflies can't do all that in 5 minutes.
I am going to lock in the Spongiforma squarepantsy as the lie.
Oh, how happy are you, Al?
I'm relieved.
I tried to tell you.
Which one's the lie?
The lie was the foxes.
Why are you playing the horn? I got it right.
Yeah, well, but nobody can win the game. No, me.
Yeah, but I got that one right.
You did. You and Andy are each one.
Yeah.
For two right now.
That is disappointing because it was definitely between those two.
Dude.
And I outthought myself.
The mayflies in your house will be there until you move.
The males can live about 2 days. The females do all that in about 5 minutes.
Wow.
I don't believe it.
Round, you're just letting them in all the time.
You can't stop them. You can. They. If there is a light on, there will be 100 of them on your wall going, "Hello,
yeah,
hello." The mayflies are here.
And what's
they're out right now?
Yes, I know. They're the worst.
What's crazy is if you
we
look,
live forever.
If you let look us in. At like your back door and you see one on the outside,
they're already in your.
You
house.
You turn around and they are there. They are on the wall, and you go. How did that happen?
They can go through glass.
They can. If you see one, that means there's 50 in your
I'm
walls.
I'm so disappointed. All right, round three. Great. More words to pronounce. The Mariko Aoki.
Sounds perfect.
Phenomenon is an expression referring to the sudden urge to poop that is felt upon entering a bookstore or library. I have felt that before.
Wait, that's a real thing?
I believe it is.
I think there is a calming influence of those environments that somehow rests from...
Like the smell of the paper and the ink.
Something like that, man.
Do people who work at the newspaper have constant diarrhea?
No, just really well-regulated bowels.
I don't think it's exclusive.
Which they can then wipe with the newspaper.
This type of a phenomenon, I don't think is exclusive to bookstores or libraries, like ink and paper. Like, I know someone
that has a sudden urge
who every single time they go in like a Goodwill.
Wait a minute. It's like the Goodwill store?
Yeah. Something in the
you
smell.
Know someone. Yeah. Is this person listening right now?
They might be. They might be. It is, yeah.
The Goodwill good poop.
Do they ever get backed up and then hit up and go
to
the Goodwill?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I haven't been able to poop in days. I got to go to the Goodwill. Be right back.
Fact number two, in ancient cultures, people believed that the shape, color, and consistency of their poop held mystical properties. They would consult interpreters to provide the significance of their bowel movements for guidance in their daily life.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Everything that has ever
that sounds like
could
people.
Happen would have happened in the past. Fact number three, a baby koala will stick its head out of its mom's pouch and nuzzle her butt. The mother will then ooze out a protein-rich substance called fecal pap. From which the baby koala will eat since they cannot yet digest eucalyptus leaves.
This can't, I can't have this be true, guys.
Because you love koalas.
I love koalas.
It's too gross for your vision of koalas.
They are like the most adorable, cuddliest, cute animal.
Not if this is true.
But if they're poop eaters.
Yeah.
Protein-rich substance eaters.
Protein-rich substance eaters. Okay. So, this is tough because...
I went first last time.
As we read through, I thought, okay, the bookstore one is true because of the Goodwill poop. Because
I know someone.
Because I know
the Goodwill phenomenon.
The ancient cultures one, I feel like, has to be true because I feel like you can't make that up because you don't know. It could be true.
Right, you could say it's a lie, but it's probably true.
Yeah, if you made this up, you're like, well, hold up. I'll go find out that this is true. So I feel like that has to be true, and then...
I don't want to believe this about koalas.
I don't either.
But it also makes a little bit of sense. But, I mean, how do you get from the pouch all the way to the butt?
Yeah, I was
like
just
going
there.
That's the fallacy.
Is the pouch close enough
It's not close enough to the butt, man.
Uranus. To bring it back,
I think for the sake of our view of koalas,
pap, yeah, I'm gonna lock in koala.
I'm locking in koalas.
Let's go. All right, all the koalas.
Okay. All right, Andy and Mike tied with one win apiece.
Oh man,
you guys all got that one wrong. The lie was the ancient cultures.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look it up.
Are you sure?
I made it up.
Okay.
Yeah, you made it up, but it's also probably true.
But people probably should do that.
I'm gonna find that. I'm gonna. Do
are you
some
feeling
research.
Now? When the show gets to this point now, and you have won this time, do you feel like is all the pressure and the stress from earlier in the day is that all gone?
Yeah. My underarms will take a while to dry out, okay. but I feel great.
All right, good start, bad finish. Mike, congratulations. We're 1-for-3.
We did it.
Could make it in
imagine
major
getting
league baseball.
Them all wrong.
Yeah. You guys won. I was gonna say you guys won with one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Win's a win.
Let's draft.
The Spitballers draft.
Well. We are drafting best childhood insults. So we have all been children before, and there were some go-to. Childhood insults that I think are going to be drafted today, and Jason gets the first pick.
Some are timeless.
Yes.
And some are from like our childhood, you know, in the 90s. But when I start, there's a whole list. I have like a five pack of insults that all start with the same word.
Yeah, there will be some overlap.
And so I'm looking at this and I'm going, I don't want to draft a second one. I need to take which one I like the best at number one. And so I'm going to go with just a classic butt face.
Yeah, it's the top of my list.
Yeah, it's the one-on-one. I mean, it's just, you're a butt face, man.
Okay.
It's the best one.
I mean, butt face is really good. I think that's a great pick.
And
there are variants.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure regions did different things around the country.
I have lost this word in my vernacular, and I really need to focus on bringing it back.
Yes. Put some energy and effort. Yeah. Maybe journal about it.
Call someone a butt face today.
I'm going to do that, Mike. Outside of here, I'm going to call someone a butt face.
Somebody's going to call you a butt face right after the show. I know that. All right. Well, my 101 is still here.
Okay.
And for me, this has been a, you know, some members of your team, you know, they have like a very good year and they peak and then they don't help your team for a long time. This is like the veteran. This is like the player on your roster that they're good year in and year out.
Not a flash in the pan.
Not a flash in the pan. This is a Hall of Famer that's just been there and they're a leader.
Interesting.
And it's simple and I still use it and it's wonderful and it's your mama.
That's your
insult? Or your mom. It is the best insult.
I mean, I'll allow it.
Because it allows... What, you don't think it's an insult?
Oh, yeah, no.
Because
it's
a response?
I just... I will fully allow it.
You can say almost anything on this earth to me, and if I don't like it, I can throw it back.
Yes.
At your mom.
Yeah, your mom.
I mean, it's a good... But it's more of like a retort.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Because you're not going to open up a conversation of hey, Andy, your mom. Like,
no,
if you have not said anything
true.
To me, then my insult does nothing.
I feel like the retorts are also part of this
sure.
equation.
Okay.
If you don't want it, that's fine.
You can be
fine.
A butt face.
No, we're good.
If you call me a butt face.
Your mom. See? You
it
can
works.
Do it. That works.
It says I can say your mom. So.
It doesn't make any sense, but we say it.
We do say it.
And we are insulted by it. Yes. Don't you talk about my mom.
That's right. So.
All right.
That's my 101.
All right. I'm going to open up the draft. Man, butt face. It's a good one. You would also hit people with this, though, because I think that the true insult is insinuating that you like it, and you call someone a fart sniffer.
It's on my list. It's on my list. Oh, absolutely. A fart sniffer. That's a good one.
No one wants to be, the idea that you might enjoy
right.
a good sniff. All right, Mike, that's a good one.
And so the fart sniffer, I will back that up. Again, we're going to have a lot of overlap because this one also relates to your face, but it's a very specific time of your life. And look, I mean, I will warn those out there. Like, if you're a teenager and you have bad acne, this one sucks.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Someone calls you the pizza face.
Yeah, pizza face. That is
no.
That one, like, we all have gone through it, and it hurts.
I was a big pizza face.
It hurts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That one really does. Yeah. That's it's super mean.
Jason just went back in time to when he got annihilated.
Uh-huh.
And... it's not fun.
No.
Look at him now, kids.
Yeah. He's always cleaned
there's
up.
There's some other insults that apply now.
It's on the list. Is it back to me?
Yes,
so
it
you
is.
Went, man, that one's a rough one.
It stinks.
I'm going with the variant. I mean, look, you guys have introduced two great starter words, unfortunately, with butt face and fart sniffer.
Mm-hmm.
I am going with the more often used by me.
Fart face. Just take our two.
Oh! I still have the chance, don't I? Fart face it is!
It's on my list, man. It's on my list. I would have taken it.
Fart face! As it's
got the alliteration.
Oh.
It's powerful.
I was fully going to take
it. It's the Megazord of both of yours.
I was straight up going to take butt face and fart face.
I mean, they are. Thank you.
You got pizza face. I
mean, you're welcome.
There are some faces up in here.
All right.
Face is just is such a good place to attack because it's, I mean, it's what people see first. You're like, you got to present a good face.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a butt face, a pizza face, a fart face, these are all negatives.
Yeah, they're all negatives. I'm gonna go a little lower than the face here, though, okay. Now that I'm here. Jeremy, this is one you can use against me afterwards.
Lower than the face.
Lower than the face.
Weird neck.
It's fatty.
Oh, man.
Just straight up fatty. No. Oh, that's another brutal pizza face type of thing, because you call a fatty? I mean, not skinny people, and that's really mean. Kids, don't do that. Call him a butt face.
Oh, man. I didn't know we were going to go down into some childhood horrors.
Yeah, kids, don't make fun of people because of their physique or their push-up
ability.
Stick
with things like butt face.
Well, when you're older and you're learning things, you can express truths. All right, I'm still on the clock, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to go with this one because... You know, I had these two words kind of on my list as words that I was like, oh, okay, these apply, these are insults. I don't really use them. But then I realized, like, I use them together. It's a hyphenated one-word insult. It's stupid idiot.
Oh, you a
stupid
idiot.
It's stupid hyphen idiot.
Yes.
Because that one is, I use it. When someone's a stupid idiot... That's what they get from me.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
You might be.
That's intense. That one hits like a left right combo.
Yeah, exactly right. This is no jab.
There's idiots out there. But then there are people who, calling you an idiot is not good enough. Mm-mm. You're a stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot.
All right. Well, I'm going to take us down a notch.
Oh, good.
Help us out a little bit. I need to bring it back to much more childhood time when maybe something very subtle. Does the trick, and it's simple, and it's chicken.
Oh, yeah.
You're chicken.
Yeah.
I mean,
ain't sure. Nobody call me.
I mean, nobody wants to be thought of as chicken.
No, we're brave.
We are. We'll do it. I'm not doing that, chicken. Yeah. I am doing that. So I'm going with chicken.
That is a tremendous one. Very, I mean, that's
fantastic. It wasn't on my list, and I feel ashamed.
That's like the dawn of time.
Yeah.
That people have been calling each other chickens. All right, so from the fart sniffer, into another region on the face, and you don't want to be caught with this action, because then you'll be called a booger breath.
Ooh.
If you are the nose picker in the elementary school and
is
you get caught,
that means
booger breath?
Yeah, that means you're a booger eater.
It would infer that a booger has been into your mouth,
ooh.
So now your breath smells of boogers.
Okay. Did you take a few booger breath insults?
Who didn't? Who amongst us has not?
I don't know if booger breath circled in my school.
No, I don't.
I think our school.
Really?
I think none of us ate our boogers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was your school problem.
Yeah, sure. Room full of children not eating boogers.
Wait, I don't think booger eating is that. Pervasive, is it?
Oh, I think it's pretty pervasive.
Yes.
Really?
Oh,
I think
yes.
I think the math on this, I looked this up probably, and I think it's about 5 kids per class are pretty into it.
Yeah, that
and like
seems right.
Like, another,
pretty into
and
it.
And another 3 have tried.
Hey, man, you checked out those things in the boogers? Give them a taste.
They're up your nose. They're free.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever eaten a booger.
You lie. You sit on a throne of lies.
I cannot. I mean,
no, I've
maybe
never
when
eaten
I was
a booger.
Like 2 and I don't have memory.
I'm talking to your father. He will have memories of you being a booger.
So
breath.
Booger breath goes with your pizza face and fart sniffer, and you got to round it out now.
And this is my go-to. Like, we all have your words where you're like, I can't say the completely mean and inappropriate thing that I want to say right now. So I just go dummy. You, sir, are a dummy. That's the one that I will frequently, like if I'm driving with the kids in the car.
Dummy, dumb dumb.
And someone gets, and I get cut off, whatever, I'm like, you dummy.
Yeah, I can see it. I feel like, so I've got your mom, fart face, and chicken.
Wait, you've got who?
You have you each have one that kind of cuts to the quick. I mean, like Jason has fatty. And it's just it's a little too much.
That's mean.
Mike, I mean, you had pizza face.
Yeah.
You're attacking.
Also mean.
Very mean. So I'm going to go for a select few kids that unfortunately lost the lottery here.
Uh-oh.
And maybe one of their appendages is slightly larger than the rest of people, and we call them schnoz.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
So, I always put an R on that.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a schnozer.
Really? Mm. No, we shortened it.
Yeah.
We made
I like it.
Schnoz, double Z.
Double Z. Yeah.
Double Z.
Yeah, there's a double Z on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Jason, round out this potentially damaging draft that we are doing.
Let's see here. So all the real fun ones, I feel like, are either gone or already kind of taken in a group. So I'm just looking at practicality here. And this is one that is thrown out all the time. It's thrown out on our show. It's thrown out around the office. It's a lot of fun. It's simple. It's classic and timeless. Nerd.
Yeah, just a nerd. Yeah, I couldn't decide the nerd, the dork, the making fun of the four eyes. I think nerd
Four eyes.
Nerd is a common one. We all have the
It doesn't hurt people anymore though.
We blocked it. We blocked four eyes?
No, nerd.
Oh yeah, we blocked four.
Look at old four eyes over here.
Everybody has something.
The idea that someone you just like I unfortunately have vision that is not 2020. Mm-hmm. We created this great technology. I can see perfectly if I wear them. Yeah, four eyes. What are we doing? What are we doing as kids?
What's always funny about that one to me is I never understood. And obviously, when you're called anything, like I was. My sister growing up called me Frecklefoot, and it enraged me because I have a big freckle on my foot. Like, and it was literally the biggest problem in our house. I mean, Frecklefoot was straight up the F word in our house. My parents would have to intervene. I would get so mad. Stop calling me that. So I recognize what I'm about to say is different, but I've never felt like four eyes should really.
It's because it shouldn't
feel
be.
Feel bad. Like so
it
what?
It should not, but it was used to degrade people.
If you have something that is the minority of people have it, you're going to get made fun of for it. Not everyone in class has glasses. Only a few kids have glasses. You're going to get made fun of. That's just what it is.
Yeah. I already had pizza face, so I couldn't go with brace face.
No, brace face is in there.
Oh, what are you correcting your teeth and making them straight?
Snaggle tooth.
Oh yeah, that one feels bad.
Yeah, that one's you're not correcting it. So and you're ugly.
Before I went with fart face, there was fart knocker. That was where I was where I was headed.
That's a quality one.
I had a bunch of the retorts.
Okay.
Which were the like when you do the times infinity, when you do the sticks and stones, whoever smelt it dealt it. I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, no, that's a good
takes
one.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah.
If you like it so much, why don't you marry it?
So you had comebacks.
I think I just had comebacks.
Yes.
So I had to take butt face 101 because I wanted
poop,
that group.
Was poop face in there?
I had butt wipe, butt munch, butt nugget.
Butt nugget.
Butt nugget butt was the go-to back in the day.
Fifth grade, there was one kid in my class, and I was introduced to the butt nugget, and it shook me to the core. It was so funny.
Butthead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, classic. Yeah.
Cake eater.
Turd burglar. that's a good one.
It feels like a grown-up insult.
It does.
I feel like that's a go-to with the kids.
You burgle turds.
Yeah. All right. Any that we forgot there, Al?
I think you covered most of them.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What did we learn today?
I learned that Jeremy does push-ups every day.
I learned that push-ups don't do anything.
Listen, Frecklefoot.
Oh. No! You take that name out of your mouth!
Oh, my goodness. What an episode of the show. I learned that Uranus is a little bit lopsided.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, hopefully Al will be back next week. Thanks for joining us. Tell your friends. Don't be a bunch of nerds. See you later.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.